Nothing has occupied the attention of Barbadians this week like the island-wide power outage that has hit us for 2 days and the pockets of power failure that we've had since then. In an update to the nation last evening, Prime Minister Mia Motley said that this morning, experts from the Inter-American Development Bank start work on trying to get to the bottom of what really caused the power failures.
There was an indication that the Barbados Light and Power felt that some of the fuel which they had been receiving in the last shipment, which contained phenols, was part of the source of the problem, or the source of the problem, as far as they were concerned. And as a result, last night we went to examine how best we could deal with the emptying of those of that bunker, the tank that has that contaminated fuel. It is not an easy task. The initial pumps that were moved at great difficulty last night were not able to function effectively this morning. They have tried another smaller pump this evening, which is now working, but the rate of flow of that pump is too slow, and they're expecting a part to be flown in for the older pump, larger pump, by tomorrow, which hopefully will expedite the process of having that fuel pumped back to the tank at Holborn. And by tomorrow evening, we expect that the Barbados National Oil Company will have new results with respect to the fuel which is there. As to whether the source of the problem is the fuel or old equipment or other things, we don't know for certain. But as I said to you yesterday, our objective is to be able to ensure the integrity of the system going forward. Against that background, we also asked the Barbados Light and Power, and I'll ask Mr. Blackman to update us now on that, the additional crews that are being brought into the island, as well as the additional equipment that is being procured via rental, and in addition to that, the decision not to pass on the cost of the rentals to the people of the country.
That's a charge that puts on the spot the state-owned Barbados National Terminal Company and its parent company, Barbados National Oil Company Limited, better known as BNOCL, chaired by Alex MacDonald.
We get our fuel from two companies. One is Novum and the other is Vital. What they do is that they aggregate fuel
and bring it in to satisfy the specs that the Light and Light and Power has asked us for. The word contaminant, another person may use the word the additive that is used in that fuel. What it really means is that the Light and Power's machinery is intolerant to the fuel that is being used. The spec had changed a bit, and we have constantly maintained the spec that the Light and Power has asked us for. What we are trying to do now is working with the Light and Power to deliver the fuel without the phenols that have been added to that fuel. So we have to be careful that there's not an impression that the BNOCL is bringing an inferior quality of our fuel. It's a different type of fuel. Light and Power is now saying that this spec is not good for our machines. Please take away. The fact that it can be used to burn in the other machines means clearly that it is a usable fuel. Now understand, that heavy fuel oil is at the bottom of the distillation crack. It is by definition a very, very dirty fuel. Fortunately, Light and Power is moving on, as Mr. Blackman has said. So these are we have to be careful about the nomenclature used, because we have to understand that BNTCL for 40 years, or from 83, has been bringing a high quality, dependable fuel for everyone. And this one is one of the shipments that is in question over the many hundreds that we have brought in.
Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Did you know that Sagicor Travel Insurance allows you to receive emergency medical treatment if you become ill while overseas?
enjoy the benefit of complete protection from unforeseen risks worldwide. Contact your Sagicor financial advisor to learn more. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.